Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We'll start first with this Monday night dismantling of the Indianapolis Colts by Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. And look, from a Colts standpoint, I applauded Frank Reich. I applauded the Colts and their toughness and the way they were able to, in the early going of this year, move on from the Andrew Luck retirement. Anytime you have a player of that magnitude, a player of that caliber, and you lose him a week before the year, very, very easy for your team to basically just come apart at the seams. That did not happen with the Colts. What you are seeing now, though, is that this team that was in the divisional round last year is not as good. They're not as good as far as being a well-oiled machine. Sure, both sides of the ball, injuries, what have you. No knock on Jacoby Brissett and Andrew Luck. I mean, let's just call it like it is. He's a nice quarterback. He's a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. He's probably a bottom-tier starter in this league. He's not one of the best quarterbacks in this league. You take that away from a team, it's very, very hard to replace it. I think we're finally seeing the levee break for Indianapolis. It's broken the last 2 weeks in Tampa. And then you go up against this powerhouse of a Saint team. The Saints are loaded. The Saints, to me, have the look, the feel of a Super Bowl team. And I know they lost a week ago to the San Francisco 49ers. And we all know how tough it's going to be in the NFC to get to a Super Bowl this year. There's no laughs. San Francisco can play. Seattle can play. Green Bay, Minnesota. But the New Orleans Saints, going back to last year, and the year before that, I'm sure there were many folks on that team saying, you know what? 2 years ago, Minnesota Miracle was our year. We know what happened. Last year, with the fiasco of the officiating in the NFC title game, should have been our year. It wasn't. New Orleans could do it all as a football team. And Monday night was about the brilliance of Drew Brees. And it's kind of amazing to me in a way. Now, maybe it's due to the fact that we've been in the Manning-Brady era for a long period of time. Then you have the greatness of Aaron Rodgers. And obviously, locally, you're going to talk about Eli Manning. And a lot of attention was paid to the quarterback class of 2004. Roethlisberger, of course, being the best. Eli having great success here, and then Phillip Rivers doing what he was able to do with San Diego and now the LA Chargers. But don't, under any set of circumstances, folks, lose sight on how great a quarterback Drew Brees has been throughout his career. Now, again, this whole record, I take with a little bit of a grain of salt, just because Tom Brady could go out now and throw for a bunch of touchdowns, and he could set the all-time TD mark. So I guess the idea that Brees is alive and he was able to do it and he was able to get past Peyton Manning ends up being a big deal. Great. He had his family there. He had his kids there. We know how beloved he is in that town. Think about the decision for the New Orleans Saints for a minute. Just think about this. They could have been the team with Dante Culpepper. Trust me. I know my team is the one that chose Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees. Let that sink in. Who knows what happens in football history if Nick Saban and Drew Brees are leading the Miami Dolphins. Who knows, from 2006 on. It's like this alternate universe I'd love to be a part of. Drew Brees is going to go down as one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen in my years of watching the league. And he's a guy that has aged like fine wine. Yes, obviously, goes without saying, the rules being the way that they are has favored the quarterback sticking around longer. Brees, though, has been doing it now and has been dominating for a long period of time. He's been in New Orleans since 2006. His last couple of years with the San Diego Chargers were absolutely brilliant. His Monday night could not have been any better. 29 of 30, 307 yards, 4 touchdowns, doesn't throw an interception. You hear those numbers, you say, wow. You want to know the list of NFL players ever to record a completion percentage of 96%, throw for 300 yards in a game, and 4 touchdowns in a game? How many guys in the NFL have done that? I got the answer for you. 1. We witnessed it on Monday night. A guy by the name of Drew Brees. Accurate, a leader of men, and a guy who has performed year after year after year. You should not take for granted what we've watched in the NFL from a quarterback standpoint for the last 15 to 20 years. Now, I get it. The rules have changed. It's easier to throw the ball. All well and good. There are a lot of bad quarterbacks in the league. If you're a Jet fan, you know the list. You've been through it. If you're a Dolphin fan like me, you've been through it. If you're a Cleveland Brown fan, you've been through it. There are a lot of teams in the league that have cycled through quarterback after quarterback after quarterback. And I can speak from experience, it's not fun. We are kind of witnessing the end of this era of quarterback. We've said goodbye to Peyton Manning. We're going to say goodbye to Eli Manning in 2 weeks. I think we can all agree he's basically played his final game as a starter in an NFL uniform, because there's not a chance in hell he's starting for a team next year. I would say there is a less than 5% chance an NFL team would want Eli Manning to be their starter in 2020. We know it will not be here with the New York Giants. And if you think about the teams that'll be in that quarterback market, Cincinnati going to draft Joe Burrow, most likely. Miami going to either draft a quarterback, stick with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and get the young guy, or they'll be in the market for Bridgewater or Cam Newton. Those are the guys that'll be appealing. The young emerging, or a guy like Newton who's coming off an MVP season, what, 4 or 5 years ago. And I have serious doubts and questions about what he has left in the tank. But the days of the immobile pocket passer, they've come to an end. You're witnessing now the end of this chapter for a generation of quarterbacks. The end of Peyton, it's there. We're seeing the end of Eli. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think we're seeing the beginning of the end for the greatest to ever do it in Tom Brady. There's already talks that he could leave the New England Patriots after the year. I still find that hard to believe. The idea of Brady playing with the Chargers, the idea of Brady in Miami. I mean, can you imagine Tom Brady wearing a different uniform? And we've seen it. I mean, Brett Favre wore a Viking jersey, right? Joe Montana went to Kansas City. Joe Namath went to the Rams. So there are examples of the iconic quarterback going elsewhere. But you're witnessing that with Brady. You're witnessing that with Philip Rivers, who I think should be done at the end of this year with the LA Chargers. After he committed yet another turnover, after turnover, after turnover barrage on Sunday. And shame on me being dumb enough to actually pick the Chargers against the Vikings. Oh my goodness. That's one I'd like to have back. But you have to wonder as well with Drew Brees, with the New Orleans Saints knocking on the door again, and they're going to be one of those teams that is looked at as a favorite to get down to Miami, get to and win a Super Bowl. If the New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl this year, there's a possibility of that happening. Not outlandish, not impossible. Would he think about riding off into the sunset and calling it a career? Had the injury this year, missed some time. Going out on top, not many guys get a chance to do it. Peyton Manning, even though he was at the end of his career and he was clearly not the same quarterback, his last game he ever played, he won a Super Bowl. Regardless of how responsible he was. John Elway, last game he ever played, he won a Super Bowl. For every example like that, I can find you Dan Marino losing his last game 62-7. Or Brett Favre playing his last game with the Minnesota Vikings that nobody remembers. You got a chance to have that storybook ending. You've had the lengthy NFL career. You've dominated. You've been to the top of the mountain. You've won a Super Bowl. You're going to Canton, Ohio as a Hall of Famer. You've set a ton of records. You got to wonder, how much does a guy like Drew Brees have to prove? So when you have a night like Monday night where we watch one of the best quarterbacks of the last 20 or 30 years shine at this stage in his career, it should have you grateful and appreciative as a football fan when it comes to all these quarterbacks we have watched, including one here in this town. And when you think about Eli's final game, and it will be Eli Manning's final game on Sunday, I doubt they will put him on the field against Washington. I doubt he will be on the field the following Sunday against Philadelphia. They set it up against the Dolphins for it to be the swan song. It's the perfect swan song. You get Eli Manning in his final game winning. Pat Shurmur probably did the best job he ever did in a football game. Yanking Eli with under 2 minutes to play and getting Alex Tanney on the field. That's probably the best coaching decision he's ever made. Saying something about Shurmur, because, yeah, that's how bad he has been. But you have his family on the field. You have Archie and Olivia up in the box. And there are some who think Eli Manning is playing next year. They think he's starting next year. I mean, am I missing something here? You think the Manning family's going to Philadelphia last Monday night for the health, for their overall well-being? If Eli is going to be slinging it somewhere else next year? I think Peyton would be far more comfortable hanging in Tennessee or hanging in Denver, Colorado, doing God knows what, doing Peyton's place or whatever that ESPN Plus special he does. There's a finality to all of this. And this group of quarterbacks may say goodbye. The young group emerges. Darnold, you hope, takes steps forward. Allen, I've been very impressed with what I've seen out of him the last few weeks. He's been a gamer. He's made plays. He's a part of a winning culture. And then, of course, you have the sensations. The Lamar Jacksons and the Patrick Mahomes and the guys that you would pay big money to watch week in and week out. Always interesting to kind of witness this like passage of time. And you see it sometimes gradually. Sometimes you see it instantly. We're kind of seeing that transformation, that passing of the torch within the most important position on the field. You saw it Sunday with Eli Manning. You're going to see it with Philip Rivers. Who knows, you might see it with Tom Brady and Drew Brees. But when you witness a game like we saw from Brees on Monday night, you really come to get a sense for how damn good a quarterback this guy's been. One of the best to ever do it. As good as it gets. Torching the Colts. And if you had Drew Brees in your fantasy lineup on Monday, odds are you're playing in the championship.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.